You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Oh, say can you see?
But make it gay. Well, be careful.
Yeah.
Ooh, there ain't no other way. Baby, I was born this way. There we go.
I said,
wait, never mind. You don't do that. Want me to do that.
And that's the end of the podcast. Shut it down. Happy right. Pride.
Woo! Gay rights.
Woo!
Period.
Even better, gay wrongs.
Hey, I support gay.
Welcome, guys. How's it going? Hey. Been a minute. What's going on?
We're back.
And we're on schedule. Look at this. Look at us go. The power of pride keeping us going.
The power of no one works harder than the gays.
No one.
And we're just trying to
you
keep
You better
up.
Work.
Yes! I was watching Drag Race last night, so period.
Apparently, one of our friends was texting one of our group chats that we're in that there's a Wicked-themed drag show.
Yeah.
Are you going to that with them?
I don't know.
Okay.
I got a lot going on, but I've been before. I saw her in this a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, is she performing in it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she did that.
Yeah, she dances in it.
The more you know.
Yes, I saw it a few years ago, so I'm like, we'll see. But yeah, we potentially have free tickets to a drag show tonight.
Okay. I will not be going. I have a flight tomorrow. So I'm finally going.
Speak
to
on it.
Yeah.
Wait, so actually tell the people you graduated, right?
Yes. So last episode we were, the grades are supposed to be posted. Lo and behold, the grades did not get posted the day they were supposed to be posted.
Really?
Yeah. The whole site apparently went down.
Oh,
so any grades that were posted past a certain point just didn't show up.
Yikes.
So me and all my classmates in one of the Discords that were waiting for these classes
what
were like,
the hell?
Hey, anybody got an update yet?
That's crazy.
And so we were all laughing about how we stayed up to like midnight waiting for these grades to drop. But then it's good because I got a B+ in the class. And we take those on a 15-page paper that we were banging our head against the wall for.
Absolutely. There's your applause.
And now I have my political science degree just in time to cover red, white, and royal blue.
Period.
I really felt like I was putting my degree to good use here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's exciting.
Because every single time they'd mention something, I was like, I understand that. I understand that system of government. Yes, excellent.
Work.
International relations. I had classes about that. Excellent.
And
perfect.
The race relations are certainly internationaling.
They. Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
Hey.
They're internationaling, yeah.
True love isn't always diplomatic.
No, most certainly was not diplomatic. In fact, all aspects of diplomacy were banging their heads against the wall going like, no, don't do this.
Lots
please.
Of things were banging.
Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be my job. I'm supposed to be making the jokes. Come on.
Sometimes, like, when inspiration comes, you just have to run with it.
Inspiration
you know what?
I mean?
Ayo.
Okay.
Good job.
Back in the right order.
Good job.
Anyways, guys, for this month, as we said last time, we were just going to be focusing, because we missed it last June, because we were still figuring out what we were doing
right.
And everything like that.
Right.
But this June, happy Pride, we're going to be covering some gay romances in the stories.
Yeah!
And this is probably one of the biggest ones out there.
Yeah, she's famous.
And, I mean, at least I had heard about it, so I was like, oh.
So yeah, we're talking about Red, White, and Royal Blue by Casey McQuiston. What?
It sounds like speaking in that like fake cutesy voice, being like Casey McQuiston. Madonna Doe to the movies and go to Casey McQuiston.
What, Wet White and Royal Blue.
Wet White and Royal Blue.
Baby,
yeah, the
baby,
little
baby.
Lisp fake talk. Yeah.
Yes. But also, I just wanted to say,
yeah.
So today's Thursday, and we just posted our new episode yesterday.
Yeah.
And you guys are being so kind about us being back.
Thank you.
So just wanted to say, Illy.
Was it Alice who posted the Portugal advice, I think?
Oh, yeah. Someone...
Thank you very much, Alice. It's so been helpful. Added to the list. Apparently, the library already was.
Hey.
Good to know. I just come along for the vibes. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I'm excited for
you. I just want to get in the country and be like, all right, architecture and alcohol. Let's go.
Double A's, baby. Mm-hmm. I live.
AA.
AA. All right. Well, should we get into it?
Let's get going.
I just want to say, I already read this book, and I love this book.
I liked it a lot, yeah.
I love this book. And there's a movie on Amazon, which, like, I know the movie is bad, but I do watch it a lot.
You can enjoy bad things.
Yes, okay. It's a comfort movie for sure. But I watched that movie when it came out, and I read this book a few years before that. And so I, like, had forgotten a lot of the book. And I'm kind of like, damn, they kind of did the book really dirty in this movie. But I do watch it and enjoy it because I think that...
They're not even gay in the movie?
Yeah, they're just friends. But
they really were just roommates, guys, I swear.
Yes. But Nicholas Galitzine and Taylor Zakharpurez, they're just so hot. So I will continue watching it over and over again. And they are making a sequel. Did you know that?
No.
Yes! Which, like, who wants it? Maybe no one but me because, like... They are so hot and they're so cute and I just love them.
I mean, I want it now.
So.
I haven't seen the movie yet. No, I'm a purist. I only read the books.
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm kidding.
I think it's cute, but it is not as good. Because this book, I think, is really good. The movie is bad.
Have you ever seen The West Wing?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so they mention it in this book a little bit as like a fake.
I know The West Wing's very iconic.
Yeah, great. I binged it all during like lockdowns and everything like that.
Work.
It's like 8 seasons. It falls off a little bit after like season 3 or 4 because that's when like the main writer left.
That's stuff. Like where the walk and talk comes from.
Yeah.
That show,
yeah. Aaron Sorkin.
Yes.
Loves the walk and talk.
Iconic.
Mm-hmm. So they were mentioning it and I was like, so that's how I was picturing the movie being kind of like a political drama mixed with gay.
It's more gay than political drama.
Yeah. No, I figured.
Yeah.
But like I was saying earlier, I got to put my degree to good use, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Every single thing that happens, I'm like,
oh,
I studied this. Good.
Also,
yes.
I just want to say, since we are going to talk about a book about politics, I won't say too much. Don't worry.
Okay.
I got my book from the library.
Support your local libraries,
yes,
guys.
You guys go to the library.
That's not a political statement.
Well, it is because they're slightly in danger. So go to the library and like... We buy a lot of books, and we don't have to because the library.
The apps? Like Libby is the library app.
Yes, online. Libby. There's another.
There's Hoopla.
One. Hoopla.
I kind of gatekeep that one because like there's a daily limit across the board, but I stay up till midnight to download my audiobooks.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's
Hoopla.
Hilarious.
Check it out.
I use Libby, but
Libby takes like 3 weeks to get a book, though.
It depends on what it is. Sometimes you're lucky and you're like, "Oop!" I kind of was not expecting this to be available, but it was.
Oh.
I said, "Yeah."
Yeah, somebody has your real copy that you have.
Yeah, I have a copy. I think my bestie Parker has it. I can't remember, but go to the library. Everybody.
We love state-sponsored piracy. I'm just kidding.
That's crazy.
It's kind of what it is.
Yeah, it's sharing.
It's sharing.
Sharing is caring.
Absolutely. That's why I'm just kidding.
Yeah. All right.
So
shall we get into it?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, let me ask real quick. Mm-hmm. All the characters, I got them a little bit confused. I need you to tell me who I miss now at the start, just to make sure.
Okay.
So, obviously, Alex. Two Alexes in a row. Heads up.
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize.
Kind of made me go, oh, boy. All right.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
How funny.
Yeah. There we go. We got Henry.
Yes.
That's our Crown Prince of Wales. Or he wasn't.
No, they're the Prince. Oh, well.
Is he the Prince of Wales?
I guess, yes, because that's how
he
it
was
works,
not the Crown
it?
Prince.
Yeah, he's the spare. So,
he's
yes,
spare.
That's how it works.
So, on the UK side, they just kind of make a new royal family, essentially, right?
Yeah, it's a
brand new. Okay, I gather that when I found
it's like
when the queen was Queen Mary, I was like, wait a minute, that's not.
It's just like new and vacant.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I do think the prince usually is the Prince of Wales.
Yes, the like crown spare. Prince is usually. I saw the crown on Netflix.
I did too. Yeah. That was really good.
That's a good show. So we're experts about this type of
My
stuff.
My grandma was born in England. I know how this show works.
Is your grandmother the homophobic queen of England?
Ain't no way, baby. Not
actually,
lie.
I will retract that statement. The queen, kind of with it for how old she is.
She was. She was like, yeah, okay, I guess.
She was all like, hey, so there are ways that we can, you know, work around this, you know, which not really what you want to hear from a loved family member, I
guess. But also.
But also, like, you know, for a 90-year-old woman from the UK or something like that, that's pretty progressive as far as all things go. Like,
I
hey, just
lie.
Publicly, we'll keep that quiet, but we'll get you some guys on the side. I'm like, hey, all right, hey.
Yes. Based off of what I've seen in The Crown, and also, listen, I can't, not to speak ill of them. I don't know. But, like.
Well, we can speak ill of the royal family.
Well,
it's all
yes,
right.
Period. But I do think she handled it better than the real royal family would have. Because yikes.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay, so those two. Who else?
There's Nora.
Yes.
She was the vice president's daughter or granddaughter. Do you remember?
I can't remember that specifically.
But she was with the vice president.
Yes. Right?
That's where that was the relation there. June.
Alex's sister.
Alex's sister.
Yes. Who is not in the book. I mean, in the movie.
Tell me, she's not in the book. Oh,
sorry,
my
God. Yeah, you made her up. She's not in the movie.
Missed opportunity, if you ask me then. Okay.
I was kind of bummed about it because I thought that she was a good character. They kind of just like melded June and Nora in...
I guess. Okay.
In the movie.
I did get them confused every now and then with who he was talking to until I figured out like who Nora was. Nora was the numbers one. I was like, oh.
The like White House three or whatever, White House trio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else? Okay. Philip is the older brother. Beatrice is the older sister.
Yes.
Margaret is Philip's wife.
Yes.
It's that their wedding that they mess everything up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What was the mom's name?
Uma Thurman.
Does Uma Thurman play the mom?
Yes.
I got to watch this movie. I love Uma Thurman.
I don't know. The president? Madam President?
Yeah, Madam President. Madam President.
Hell yeah.
Let's go. I literally wrote down, hey, girl boss president. All right.
Iconic.
Good to know.
Yes.
Senator Luna.
Yes. Yikes.
Gay Democrat from Colorado, right?
Yes.
Okay. Richards. That was
his
name?
That was the
Republican nominee. Yeah. I think that's
about
just
it.
Everyone. Yeah. Oh, no.
Like
there
friends.
There was Zara and Sean.
Yes.
Zara was she chief of staff or was she just a good aide?
She's something like that.
She's somewhere.
I don't know. Know that shit better than me.
Sorry.
She's hilarious in the movie.
No, she was great in the book too.
That woman is the actress who plays her in the movie is so funny.
And then Sean was the head of
security on the other side.
On the other side or something.
Something of
aide
those.
Type of thing.
Blah, blah, blah.
Ellen.
Thank you.
Classic Ellen.
Uma Thurman is so wild in that movie. Her accent is the craziest thing in the world. It's crazy.
Oh, she's from Texas, right? So she does a whole...
It's a Bonkerella Dupree accent, but I love it.
That's crazy.
But I love Uma Thurman, so I'm like, yes! That's
dude, Fall Out Boy is so good. That's great.
Yes. Yeah, that's everyone, I think.
It's about...
Everyone of, like...
Well, there's Waspy Zach or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then who was Henry's best friend? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Sorry. Also gay, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
Cool. I thought so. I thought that was one of the problems why they were like bringing things up and saying passive aggressive things in the royal family. And
right.
Like, hey, so that's really homophobic to say.
Yeah, yikes.
That's problematic. All right. Yeah. I think I've got about...
You got it.
The main people for the most part. All right.
Okay, so Alex is obviously the son of the president.
First son.
Yeah, the first son. And then Henry is the prince. Mm-hmm. Drama.
Alex has not been the biggest fan of the prince for the longest
time. They kind of give like rivals in a way because like also they're just both public figures and they're just kind of like, what are you guys doing over there?
I was so caught off guard with the start of this because I thought Alex knew he was gay at the start of this.
Mm-mm.
And I just thought it was just because like he mentions like his ex best friend Liam or something like that, and I just read that as his ex Liam.
Oh,
so when that was clarified, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then like when he was kissing Nora like as a bit as a gag, I thought that was part of the joke.
Pez, right? Yeah. Thank you, granddaughter. Period. Thank you, Solomon. Gotcha.
No problem. Solomon's popping up the cheat sheet for us.
Yes, because we're like, girl, I don't remember.
And all that was happening. So I thought everyone just kind of knew that he was gay except for like maybe the public or something like that. Yeah. And I thought that was the secretive part of this.
No, he didn't even know he was gay.
I got that he was like making up, quote unquote, hookups with like different celebrities and stuff like that as the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And Nora was one of those girls who was like, kind of with it.
Yeah.
So
hilarious.
That's why I was kind of shocked when he was all like, wait, I'm not gay. I was like, aren't you?
You're like, sorry. Not okay, to
bisexual.
You, but
sorry,
what?
Bisexual. All right, good. We support that too. All right.
Hell yeah.
But I was more confused than anything. And I like how when he's asking everyone after Henry kisses him for the first time, going like, hey, so am I gay? And everyone's like, I don't think we're allowed to tell you if you are or not.
It's so funny. I think this book is so clever in that way. And like real how people talk. But the book like really starts when they're at Philip's wedding.
Yes.
Philip and Margaret's wedding. And they kind of get into a little bit of a
Alex
squabble.
Is drunk and they kind of do a little shovey shove.
Yeah, yeah. Moment. And then hit the cake. And it's like a global news nightmare situation. That scene in the movie is really cute. It's because it's to the, I don't give a damn my reputation. Like, it's really cute. Like, so rom-commy vibes.
That's good.
Yeah. And they, it's kind of a yikes. And they're like, we have to fix this because people can't think that you guys hate each other.
Yeah, if you guys hate each other, that means the US and the UK have to go to war. Didn't you know that? That's how it works.
Everything's so drama.
That was the only part that I was like, no, you can just have two drunk kids. That's fine.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, they're like 21 years old.
Yeah, the prime minister would be like, we're fine.
Yeah.
We're good. So don't worry about it.
Yeah. No drama. But
Alex is like, no, I will become the next Meghan Markle. It's all right.
Yeah. And they're like, we have to fix this, you guys. You need to pretend like you're besties.
You have to pretend to like each other as friends. Because no one knows anyone's gay. No one's gay yet, technically.
No one's gay publicly.
Yeah. Henry, very gay.
Yes. But not publicly.
Not publicly. He just wears super hot polo outfits.
Hell yeah.
And looks at Alex with very endearing eyes.
Hell yeah. What you got to say?
Oh, yeah. Just that I wish that a gay first son was the biggest drama in politics these days.
Yeah, wait. Speak on that, you political science degree.
Oh, yeah. Person. I can officially do it now. We should have saved the chat last time that we had for this episode. But all right. Not much to talk about apart from just, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of yapping going on. Not a lot of solutions to things.
Well.
Good time.
Yeah, you're right. If a gay son was the most of our problems, that'd be nice.
That'd be fine. All right. Barron Trump, now is your chance. All right. You have the chance to do the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, right. Yikes.
All right. So with that out of the way, cool. He's chatting with Nora about why they don't get along or something like that with Henry. And Nora clocks the shit from the get-go. Yeah. It's probably because Henry's gay or something and like lists off a few other things. I'm like, well, Nora.
Nora's a real one.
You clocked that one right there, yeah.
Nora's a real one. Mm-hmm. I love her.
I like Nora. I was like, can we get a book from Nora's POV?
Yes.
Of her just sitting there being like, I know that they're hooking up.
Yeah. Like, hello, you're not being.
Sorry, I have a job, though. I'm sorry I don't care about your sex life right now.
Hey, sorry.
We're trying to elect a president here, all right? Yeah. I'm running a campaign.
Oh, that's a big part of it is that
it's election season, yeah.
Yes, and she's trying to go for re-election.
The mom is.
But it's looking a little bit spooky, and she's like, they're from Texas, and she's like the first president ever to like have not won her home state but won the election, and it's like drama. That's what they say in the book. I don't know if that's true.
They're worried about her not being the first one to win re-election since Bush Senior, essentially.
That's another mm-hmm. thing.
Which now that's happened twice in a row.
I was literally I had that thought. I was like, wait, I think I've seen this film before.
Yep. All the time. Yeah, when they mentioned Obama, I was like, wait, all right, how far back are we going then? Hold on.
You know what sent me when she said in the book when they were like, there are kids who don't remember a time when there wasn't a white man as president. I was like, whoa, that's an alternate universe. That's crazy. Oh, yep.
Anyway.
Also, I thought it was so interesting that because in the movie also, how many times
does Obama show up in the movie?
He's like, hey, guys. No, his parents are divorced.
His parents are divorced in the book, too.
And no, in the movie, they're not divorced is what I was going to say. Yeah. Which I was like, work. There's just a lot of little things where I was like, why'd you do that? Because as a child of divorce, I was like, he was speaking on stuff, and I was like, period, I relate.
I do think politically it would be harder. This isn't my opinion. Let me clarify. This is not my opinion. It's just the way things kind of go. Okay.
Speak on that.
Let me just specify that before somebody like mishears me.
Yeah.
Is that it would be difficult because women are held to a different standard, especially in the U.S. Yeah. I don't know the full dynamics in other countries, but it's like a divorced woman trying to run for office would.
Yeah.
It was one hard side would have a field day with
it was
that.
Hard enough with a childless woman. It was hard enough. Yeah, true that. Yeah, so that was just an interesting thing. And so they have to get together and like hang out, mm-hmm. essentially. They go to, they give Princess Diana and they go to
cancer hospital for children.
Yes. And they're kind of like, wait.
I gotta tell a story about a friend of mine.
Tell the story.
Right now. So. Right now, he has leukemia.
Oh, no. Sorry
about that. I went to Vegas with him the other day. It was his last trip before like he starts to go get treatment.
Oh.
He should be, knock on wood here.
My dad has had leukemia twice and he's
bone marrow treatment. Should be all good.
Yeah. My dad has been through all that, so.
But we were joking in the hospital, like on the drive that if
he's we were laughing in the hospital.
Yeah, no, that if he's in the hospital and like a situation like this happens where like a crown prince like walks on and he's like, oh, it's not looking good for me, is it?
Oh.
That's his joke, not
Wait,
mine.
No. He's like, fuck.
So like something like that happens. Like, oh, I'm not gonna get better. Am I? The bone marrow transplant didn't hit.
Oh no!
Listen, like, why are the Avengers here? Hold on a sec.
He's like, wait, how old am I? Am I a Make-A-Wish kid? Oh no!
And so I'm dying, driving, laughing. And he's like, you don't get to die. I'm the one. And I'm like, no, please stop. Please stop. So. His jokes, not mine. He's allowed to make
them.
Well,
I'll love to
I just
friend.
Wanted to share that. Yeah, no, he should be good.
Okay, good.
Should be good. Love you, Danny.
Oh, Illy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Illy.
So crazy.
Yes, so they go. They have a great moment of bonding where they're real friends. They start getting fan fiction written about them.
It's so funny.
Which I immediately clocked that, and I was like, okay, fan fiction, you say?
Can we read it?
I'm aware. I'm aware of the concept. Yes, go on.
Yes.
So then later on when they actually do get together, I'm like, they manifested this.
Do you think they like read their fanfiction?
Yeah.
I think so too.
You wouldn't?
No, I would.
You wouldn't read fanfiction written about you?
Oh,
you'd
absolutely.
Be like, hold on a second now. Let me take a look at this.
Do they like read their
I mean, I you couldn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
I don't think. And I think that's fair as the person that you're writing about to just be like, all right, hold on.
They bond because they like Star Wars. Cute. We're mm-hmm. big in our Star Wars moment because we're big into Andor.
Yeah. Solomon, you got to get past the first three episodes of Andor, okay?
Yeah, everyone bullies Solomon.
No, I'm past the first three episodes.
Yeah, but you're still
Barely.
On you're still what? On the high star.
You're on
right?
number four?
Well, I'm on the boring parts.
Yeah. This guy. We need good Star Wars fanfic recommendations, guys, because I'm in a huge Star Wars mood now.
Yes,
so,
please
like,
give us good ones.
I haven't found any that I want to say positive things about.
And, like, in-world Star Wars. Like,
in-world.
We know that the love hypothesis. We know. But we want in-world.
Mm-hmm. I need it. I need Star Destroyer showing up. I need something
You know
crazy.
What? So I listened to this podcast called House of R. They're part of the, like, Ringerverse, if anyone knows what they are. But they, I listened to their podcast about Andor. I listened to all their podcasts about, like, they like, recap nerd stuff. And I listened to their podcast
okay.
about, like us.
What are
but,
we talking about?
Yeah, okay. Like us, but movies and TV shows. Mm-hmm. And so I've been watching them do a lot of stuff, and I've been watching their Andor episodes. And they were big into Dedra and
Cyril.
And they found Dedra and Cyril fan fiction.
Oh, that's
which
so
I
good.
Do think I need to read.
Yeah, no, you gotta look, you gotta check the, that out.
I can't
real
remember
quick.
What the titles were, but they were crazy.
That's insane.
Yes.
Okay. I just need some good ones. A friend of mine wrote some fan fiction or something like that. I won't say their name because they were kind of embarrassed about writing it. Mm-hmm. But there were just some moments with Kylo. It was a Reylo for
Hell
starters.
Yeah.
And there were moments of like Kylo Ren just kind of watching through the force or something like that, and Rey could see him too while she was doing other stuff. And I was like, this is insane. Finish this
that
and we'll cover
like,
it. Yeah.
That feels like The Last Jedi. You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of what it was getting and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, back to this.
Anyway, so
they bond over both liking Star Wars. And
then,
their
characters kind of lame choices for Star Wars fans, if you ask me.
Yeah.
That's fake Star Wars fans right there, being like, oh, my favorite's Luke Skywalker. I'm like, Prince Henry, why don't you shut up?
Like, basic.
Come on. Mine's Kit Fisto. What do you mean?
Who's that?
He's the green guy with tentacles who gets bopped by Palpatine real quick.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
In the Clone Wars, though, he's a pretty solid character.
I've been watching that. Mm-hmm. The Clone Wars.
Yeah?
It's good.
Now look at you go. You're really popping off while you're crashing out about weddings and everything. Ugh. Look at that.
I need escapism
Who's
somehow.
Your favorite Star Wars character?
I don't really...
Trooper 2342?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. I just am so into... All I can think of is Andor, truly.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say... I don't have a good answer for that currently.
It's okay.
But I will say...
This is just a Star Wars episode now, guys, yeah. By the way. You didn't know?
Well, there was Star Wars all throughout this. I will say, though, that one of the first movies I ever remember seeing in theaters was Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
And Hayden Christensen.
Hot.
He was it for me.
No, yeah.
And still is.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. So that's all I can really give right now. Mm-hmm. Is Anakin because he's
Anakin,
hot.
That can be an answer right there. I don't know. I just...
Midichlorian Jesus.
Hell yeah. Indeed. Midichlorians, though. All right, sorry. Anyway,
so they're,
bitch
they're,
McConnell. So, that's a quote.
Yes, from this book. So they're like at the hospital, and then all of a sudden there's like a bang, and they're like, and their security like shoves them in a closet.
Ooh, yeah.
And they're all tight and close, and they're like kind of like, ugh, and then they're like, wait. I kind of like being this.
What if this was hot?
And there's like tension, and they're like kind of like fighting, and then they're like nice to each other.
Chat, and they're like, "Hey, we can be friends." Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, all right, we can be besties, I guess." And don't worry, the bang in the hospital was just someone with like firecrackers for their friend, so it's all good. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go back.
And they start messaging each other.
They start emailing. The emails are so cute.
It took me way too long to figure out what HRH meant.
His Royal Highness.
Yeah, now
Hello.
I figured that out, but I was like, HRH, what?
That's so funny.
What do you mean? HRH poop emoji? What is that? Yeah.
Yeah. And the
Henry R. Higginbottom? I don't know. I thought that was like his initial.
Not bottom.
Hey.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was so cute, though. The part with the turkeys kill me, because you know they do the pardoning of the turkeys.
Okay, with that joke that you just made, though, about bottom or something like that, let me just say, they made Henry Han Solo in it, and then Alex Princess Leia in like one of the artworks, and I was like, well, shouldn't it be like...
Flip? No, I think that's right.
That's right? Oh,
that feels right.
Yeah, no, when you put it like
to
that,
me,
okay.
That feels right.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Statement retracted. Don't cancel me, please. Okay.
Yeah, they're emailing and it's cute. And then all of a sudden, it's New Year's.
Yeah.
And there's a party and they're both there. And Alex is
state dinner.
Drunk. He's yeah.
Drunk.
Alex is hella drunk. And they're dancing to the window, to the wall, which is they're true. They do true to that in the movie.
Yeah.
And Alex kisses a girl at
it's Nora
midnight.
As
yes,
the joke.
And it's like funny. Yeah, it's like nothing.
That's why I thought he knew he was gay. I was like, all right, so everyone's on board with this, right? Because it's not a real kiss. If you're gay.
And it's not. And he like Alex had like messed around with a guy friend in like high school.
Yeah,
like he hadn't really ever, I think, put the two.
Dude, if making out with a dude makes you gay, I don't want.
Yeah.
What, is it gay to do that now? All right.
Well,
you mamby pamby liberals.
That's so funny.
My socks were on. It's fine. Yeah.
Period. That's so crazy. Well,
only some tongue was used. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, there's
right?
a threshold of tongue. If there's too much, it goes gay. If not, it's
yeah.
Crazy.
Anyways.
So he kisses Nora and Alex sees it and is like crestfallen and he leaves the party.
Henry sees it and is
crestfallen. Oh, sorry. Thank you. And is crestfallen. I just was mostly focused on the fact that I was going to use the word crestfallen and I was excited about it. So pardon me.
it's your new word of the day.
Yes.
Crestfallen.
He runs out. He leaves the party and Alex is like, and is like, wait, where's Henry?
Where's the hot guy I've been looking for all
night? Yeah, where's my hot prince?
Which Nora calls him out for later, being like, well, you kept looking for his reactions all night. I figured you knew that you guys wanted to kiss.
So he goes outside and Henry's out there and he's like, what's up? And he's like upset and he's like, oh no, why are you upset? And they're like, and then he kisses him.
And then he storms away.
He runs away.
And I was like, boo, Henry. Boo, Henry.
Yeah, but
what
I get
this
it.
Ghosting going on here.
Well, he's wrestling with his inner world. He's struggling. He's like, I'm a prince. I can't be gay, especially with the first son. But why
That's
not?
Especially why you should do it. It's hot. Go.
Exactly.
Okay.
What the heck is happening?
I didn't mention this earlier, but they mentioned Cornetto ice cream. Have you ever had it before?
I don't think so.
Okay. This is a slightly like nerdy thing.
Oh,
I'm about to
speak
say.
On it.
There's a trilogy of movies called the Three Slices of Cornetto, or just the Cornetto trilogy, I think it's called. And it's Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and At World's End. Or The World's End, something like that. I'm at a confusion.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, it's not that one.
Oh.
It's three movies made by what's his name? He did Baby Driver. It's the director. Oh. Yeah, I can't remember his name right now. Just three hilarious movies.
Okay.
That's all. That's all
Why
I have.
Why are they called
them.
That?
Because guy eats Cornetto ice cream in each of
funny.
Them, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Don't worry about that, anyways.
No,
so
I'm
if you've seen
you
those
shared.
Three movies, some of my favorite movies of all time.
I'm
they're
glad
just
you
great.
Shared.
Yeah.
Period.
I wish I could remember the director's name. That's good. Edgar Wright. There it is.
Oh, yes.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you
Baby
for
Driver
that.
Baby Driver was a really good movie.
Mm-hmm. Edgar Wright doesn't usually miss.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you, Edgar Wright.
We're going off on a lot of weird tangents here. We've only gotten to the first kiss. So,
yeah.
Sorry, guys.
And then they're like, he's like, what the heck is going on, Alex? And then what happens next?
It's where he starts to come to terms with, am I gay? Wait. I remember liking girls. But I also remember thinking, hey, those abs on that guy are pretty hot right there. I had to force myself not to look.
That's so real.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, you might be. It's okay,
yeah,
you know.
I'll love.
You'll know when you know, I guess. And he calls up his ex-friend, Liam, who is gay.
Oh, and, yeah, and he's like, yeah, with my partner.
yeah. So he's calling her. I mean, he's calling Liam, and he's like, hey, so do you remember when we were in high school? And we kind of like were doing stuff with each other.
He's like, was that gay?
Is that gay? And he's all like, am I gay? And he was like, I can't tell you that. I can tell you I'm gay. And even though I acted like what we did in high school wasn't gay, it super was.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes you gay. That's up to you to decide if you were into that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I love it. So funny.
And I'm like, yeah, all right. And he comes out to Nora as well.
Yes.
And Nora was like, yeah, you didn't. I thought that you figured this out already, that you were at least bisexual, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he is bisexual. That's the firm line that we draw right there, because he does like girls too.
Mm-hmm.
And now, have you ever, like, the worst 10 things that you could, like, say to someone who's coming out? Something like that. I could only remember, like, 3 of them.
Okay.
So come out to me right now.
Hi, I'm bi.
Oh, just for that one? Okay, I thought you were going to do the full gay one.
I don't know what I was going to say. Hi, I'm gay.
Okay, yeah, that. And I just hit him with obviously, which is kind of what Nora does. Not really the right answer,
no.
But, you know, it works, I guess. Go again.
Hi, I'm gay.
I'm gayer. It's not
crazy.
A competition, you know?
Hey, it's all good.
And I saw these on TikTok, so these aren't my jokes.
Oh, okay.
But I don't remember them all. All right, last one that I have.
I'm gay.
Hi, gay, I'm dad.
Stupid.
It's a dumb one, I know.
Stupid.
But yeah, those are the ones I have. Apparently, there were like there was a bunch more that I don't remember right now.
I love like you had to fix me saying hi, I'm vibe for the no, for the gay joke.
Yeah,
you're like no. you need to give me a script. Like,
you gotta do the gay one.
Yeah,
right?
sorry.
But hi, bye, happy pride.
Period.
Hi, bye.
Okay, so then how do they reconnect again? Remind me. Oh, there's. Wait. I forget.
I don't remember how they reconnect. I think he.
Well, eventually there's like another thing.
And there's another thing that they're like, with together.
He pulls him into like a little, like the red room, into like a room, and then they go at it.
And then he's all like, hey, come to my room at 11 o'clock at night. Room. And I was like, whoa.
Yes!
Security at the White House needs to be tightened up. What do you mean?
That's crazy. And then they like...
He's just able to walk into the first son's room. Get a Secret Serviceman posted up there somewhere. Yeah. It should be impossible for any type of thing like
yeah,
this to happen.
Not doing their job
this right. Is a red flag of U.S. security here.
Yeah, like, so international security, TBH.
Yeah, honestly, he gets away from his security, too.
Crazy. And then they start like...
Maybe all the Secret Service was just allies, and they were like, we got you.
You're like, gay rights.
They're like, you go into the first son's room? All right.
Hell yeah.
Be safe. Hands a condom.
That's great. Yeah, so then they start, like, they really are, like, really going to town with each other.
Having a good time, yeah.
And it's, like, super sweet.
Yeah.
And they're so, like, supportive of each other. And he's like, yeah, I guess I'm bi. And then he goes, yeah, I'm gay. He's like, I'm just gay.
I'm just gay, yeah.
Only boys.
What are your new fancy smancy in between shit?
Yeah. He's like, that's me. And it's cute. They start to like really connect on like an emotional level and stuff like that. And they're like, yeah,
that's really
we both are in such interesting
positions.
Yeah. And he's like, they kind of can understand each other's situations in the way.
I think both have good support. Within their own families, Henry excluded from some, but he has like Beatrice and stuff like
that. Yeah, he's got a few.
He's got Sean. So there are like people that they can confide in. So it's not like a full exclusion from society. It's just their positions as a whole that other people are going to bring problems into.
Yes, totally.
So Alex isn't really afraid of telling his mom about this, but it's an election year. And no matter how you swing it, that's going to have ramifications politically.
Exactly. Which sucks, but is true. Yeah, and then now.
Not my opinion once again. Yeah. I do not think that it matters.
I can confirm he's an ally.
I hang out with exclusively lesbians.
What did you send in our group chat the other day?
Oh, yeah, hold on a second.
He sent something crazy in our group chat. He's in a group chat that's, first of all mostly, pretty much only women or or non-binary.
There's one other guy who doesn't respond either, yeah.
Who's in it?
I think Kevin.
He's not in it.
Is he not in it anymore? Oh, my bad.
He was like, don't put me in that.
No, I'm the only guy in this group chat then. That's crazy.
And what did you send?
I sent it's a YouTube video that's called A World Where Gay is a Norm and Straight is a Minority. And I just said, and it's the caption is just my friend group. I don't. And so I just sent this. And apparently there was a conversation before about something that was related to like pride and stuff like that. And I was like, hey, this wasn't meant to be related to that previous conversation. Sorry, I didn't see those messages.
Gay rights.
Anyways.
That's so funny.
Have fun, guys.
Yes. Okay, so then they start like fully kind of having a relationship and it's really precious. They're emailing back and forth and they're like meeting up with each other when they can. And it goes on for a long time. This book.
He confides in her about, you know, the queen telling him to lie about it because it's like, you know, it'd be damaging to the crown and the royal family. But there are ways around it, which I, once again, as I said earlier, as far as homophobic old ladies go, that's not that bad. We need to notice how bad things could be.
True.
From a 95-year-old colonizing old woman.
In the movie, I don't remember if it's just that there isn't a queen and there's a king instead, but he talks to his grandpa about it and his grandpa is not giving. Not giving. Spooky vibes.
Okay.
But his brother's like a bitch.
His brother's still a bitch in this one.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's why I was getting confused because the brother's name was Philip, and I was like, what? Hold on.
Hey.
Then I was like, oh, wait, no, Philip is, you know, was the queen's husband. He died.
Yeah.
Sorry, trying to remember everything from The Crown.
Yeah, it's a
not from real life, right?
Yeah, this is fiction television show, The Crown. Just kidding. Yeah, and it's super cute. They go on these like trips and hang out together. When they were in WeHo, it was killing.
Oh my god, in WeHo girl, that was insane.
Yeah, as a girl who loves to go to WeHo, I was cackling.
Because there's no way they had that much fun for starters. sex. I'm kidding.
I'm like, I always have
I get sex. Mad at the overpriced drinks.
Well, that's yes. All. But they're usually strong.
They are strong. Strong.
That's the thing about a gay pour is always the strongest. Mm-hmm. It's true.
I can't make the joke I want to make right now.
Yeah, maybe
I
don't.
Okay. It was just a wrist joke. That's all. That's not terrible.
Not a wrist joke.
That's all. That was the joke. Like when you're pouring though, it doesn't come up. That's all. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, I made the joke, I guess, which is badly. All right.
That's okay. Yeah, and it's so cute.
They go to In-N-Out as well. I was like, it's getting a little too local here.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, LA.
What do you mean animal style fries? Also, In-N-Out's closed. I don't know what time you were leaving the clubs, but In-N-Out closes at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're leaving the clubs at WeHo and you're having that good of a time, I think it's past 2 a.m.
Yeah. And when they go and like hook up in the bathroom, I'm like, you guys are bold.
Yeah.
you guys are so bold.
I'm not going to feel bad when you guys inevitably get caught.
Right.
You know?
It's kind of crazy.
I get that obviously should not be a secret or anything, but you guys have clearly made a point that this should be a secret.
Yeah. And then what happens? They're just kind of vibing.
He keeps working on his mom's campaign the whole time. And I got triggered by gun research projects because that was like my main thing that I would always go back to for all my papers pretty much.
Oh, work.
Yeah, like gun policy and whatnot.
Yeah. They eventually go out
after clubbing.
Yeah.
And they get back to their hotel that they're staying at.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a little travel-sized bottle of something with him. Look at Henry go.
Yeah, and Henry is very nice because he's like, I went to a, is this from the movie or from the book? But he's like, I went to a boarding school, an all-boys boarding school. I can walk you through how to do this.
He might have mentioned something like that in the book.
It's so funny. Yeah, and Alex does something new.
Alex is like, I'm familiar with the process. All right.
Yes, but just with a different, you know. And it's really sweet. Mm-hmm. And
it continues like this for a while.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
And he goes to his like polo matches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like adorable.
He bonds with the family on his side.
He comes out to his mom. Mm-hmm. And his mom's like, okay, work.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the funniest scenes that we get to.
Mm-hmm.
Where we get to the Democratic National Convention or something like that to officially nominate. Because the way it works, just because mom's president, she doesn't technically become the nominee until all the states agree for that. For that party, at least. Little speed run course and how it works. It doesn't, but, you know.
<It's> broken.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. Mm-hmm. But that all happens after, you know, the nomination is confirmed and everything. And then Zara, the BFF for, like, running the White House or, like, managing the family and
something
everything like
of
that,
the sort.
Walks in on Alex and Henry. And Alex, like, she's knocking. Alex's phone died, so he didn't see his alarm. He's trying to, like, get dressed. And he's, like, shoving Henry into the closet. And I'm like, no, don't put him
in
the closet.
Not in the closet.
Which, if you guys have seen Agatha All Along on Disney Plus.
Yes.
Phenomenal line right there where Billy just goes, like, no, I don't want to go back into the closet, please.
So funny. Yeah, that scene in the movie is hysterical as well. And it's funny the way that they're like, you need to have her sign an NDA, like about hooking up with
him. Did she sign an NDA? He's like, technically I did. I don't know. Yeah. She signs an NDA at the start and everything.
Yes. And then she discovers Alex and she's like, what the hell? Or she covers Henry and she's like, what the hell is all this?
And she's like, oh, this is so much worse.
I know. Which like valid.
Yeah.
I'd be like, girl, now what?
Like she takes it in stride, but she's just like, hey, ally support, but also what the fuck, dude?
She's like, I'm so happy for you and your gay journey, but the prince.
I need you. it's giving just like, I need you to break up with him because we're both men. No, because he's a horrible choice in a guy to be dating. What do you mean? Date any other guy in the world, please.
Yes, not this one.
Please.
And it's so funny. And she's
NATO like. NATO sexual relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
That line
sent me.
And
I was like, stop.
Yes. And then, also their iconic line when they're like, history, huh? Bet we could make some.
That's good. They certainly made some. So that's what sweet. This is. History.
Hey, yo.
You've seen that interview with, I think it's Debbie Ryan.
Like oh, that. Yeah. I walked
in. And I said, I want to make history. And that's what this is. History.
It's crazy. That's herstory, if you ask me.
Herstory.
Super herstory. Cute vibes. I also love the way they bring up like Drag Race. I was like, yes, Latrice Royale. Love. So fun. I just had to remember that. And I was like,
gotta give a shout out to Drag Race.
Of course, my everything.
Oh, yeah. His mentor, Luna, Senator Luna, he joins the opposition.
Yes.
And I was like, no, don't be homophobic now. Come on. What's going on?
Yeah.
It's what do you mean?
Major yikes.
I got kind of bummed out by that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really nervous about losing, obviously. Mm-hmm. And does he...
He's really working on winning Texas.
Yes.
And that's what his focus is. He gets kicked off the campaign, though, after he comes out to his mom.
Yeah.
Well, not like as mean, not because he's gay, but because like, it's hey, Henry. This yeah. is going to have a lot of problems.
Yeah.
When it comes out. I love you. I support you.
But you're kicked out.
If he's your forever person, absolutely. If he's not.
Yeah.
You want
to
be.
Like, you have to be sure.
She gives him. I like how real the book is in handling yes. like this as a topic, because it's very supportive, but also like, hey, so these are aspects of the world that obviously we want to change, but they have not yeah. yet been changed. Until such a time, if you want to be in a position to change them.
Right.
Just a heads up, this is what it's going to be like.
Exactly. And I think they do that really beautifully in the movie, mm-hmm. too. So she's like, you have to be forever about him. And he's like, well, I think I am forever about him. But like,
she's like, okay, just remember you're 21.
Yeah, which valid. So valid. And then he invites Henry to go to like his
house.
Yeah, yeah. In Texas, in, like the lake house.
Did you know the fun? It was LBJ Lake or mm-hmm. something like that. Did you know the fun facts about Lyndon B. Johnson, mm-mm. president after JFK? Oh, that he would just like be whipping it out in front of people and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, they mentioned that in the book. Did you not remember that?
I think I forgot.
Yeah, so they just bring up little topics like that, being like, hey, so yeah, he was like, he really proud of like. His, you know, his dick size and stuff like that. And he'd just be whipping it out in front of like random people.
What?
He would be just pooping with the door open, shouting at his cabinet. And I'm like, all right. Maybe politics isn't as crazy as it used to be. Hold on.
That's so
maybe
wild.
This is all fine.
Dang. That's psycho.
But that's my point, that it's like,
yeah,
shit's kind of crazy.
Shit is crazy.
But, you know, the guy before him kind of got bopped in the head. So
well.
I'd also just be living life to the fullest. I'm like, all right, they're killing us now. Why not?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a poop with a breeze.
That's so psycho. Yes, they go to the lake, and it's, like, adorable. He talks to his dad about it, and his dad's like, you know what? Hell yeah.
I like the way his dad brings it up to him, too, just being like, yeah, so I like him better than the other girls you've brought over or something like that, except Nora. She'll always be my favorite. And he's like, Dad, what? And he's like, Alex, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
I love you. You can come out to me if you want to make this official, but
yeah.
Come on.
He's like, I clocked you guys already. So cute.
Be so fucking for real.
Yeah. And then this is when Alex is like, wait, I'm like in love with Henry. And and they're like at the dock, and it's like beautiful nighttime.
Confesses love.
But he doesn't even say it, right? He just is like, there's like the pause real. And he's like, Alex or Henry, I keep doing that. I dot, dot, dot. And Henry's like, hell no, dips.
Henry's like, hey, so wouldn't it be crazy if I become emotionally shut off right now?
Yeah. And fully abandons him, leaves him note like, sorry,
ghost
y'all.
You, yeah.
Ghosts him. Yeah. Doesn't answer any of his texts. Alex is freaking out. Rightfully so.
The line gay DEFCON 5 is thrown out. Like that.
So good.
That was funny.
Good. And yeah, it's like big bummer vibes, but Alex is like, I'm not going to actually do this. Like mm-hmm. we can't, And he flies to London, the UK, shows up at like
the pouring rain, slamming on the door, being
he's like oh!
let me in.
It's giving, I'm screaming and fighting.
He's like, we're just going to kick you out. Yeah. And yeah. He's like, no, you're not. Let me in. I'll call all the reporters. And then Henry's like, all right, you can come in.
He's
damn.
Like,
all
shut
right.
the fuck up.
He's like, come on.
Yeah.
Chill.
And he's like, they kind of fight, and he's like, I love you. And he's like, obviously I love you too, but we just can't have this. And he's like, wait, you love
then
me
then they
too?
Get back together.
And then they, you know, wow, wow, wow. And then I just think it's so sweet.
It was cute.
And he wakes up in the morning, and he's like, oh, he's gone. He's like, maybe this is either the last time or like we're back. But yeah. He's like, I don't really know. And
if it's the last time, I'm going to crash out.
Yes. And he's like trying to remember every moment. I'm like, that's so sad. But don't worry, Henry's still there. He shows up with coffee and he's like, all hey. Right, baby, let's do this, I guess.
And they start doing it.
Yeah.
Many times.
Well.
And then like they can't go quite public yet
yeah.
with it because there's a lot going on, but they both agree that they will.
Yeah. They're like, that now is not the moment, of course.
And then I think this happens a little bit before, but Alex gets really mad and goes and confronts Luna about this, Senator Luna.
Yeah.
and is like, how could you do this to us? You betrayed us, blah, blah, blah. I thought you really wanted to help the people. That was your whole thing. That's why we helped get you elected.
Right.
And Luna's just like, hey, you know, it's not what you think. I'm not as good of a person as you think I am. There's a lot going on here.
Right.
Which he has his own backstory, too, that they kind of explain a little bit. Like, yeah. Okay, all right, I guess so.
Yeah.
But then Alice is like, yeah, well, for people like us. And he's like, what do you mean people like us? We're not alike. He's like, oh, we are. And he's like, I don't think you know what you're saying. And yeah, I was just like, exactly what I'm saying here. We are the same. Mm-hmm. And Luna's like, you can't be telling me this, bro.
Yeah, he's like, uh-uh.
Which everyone cuts Alex so many breaks.
They do.
Just like, dude.
Alex is kind of like, Alex, remember your position. You are kind of running around a little bit crazy. You know, you do have like kind of the country like
on your back.
Your
shoulders right here.
You need to relax. Luna figures out that something is happening,
mm-hmm.
and
then they get all back together. And then a few days later, photos come out of Henry and Alex at the Democratic National Convention, kind of leaning on each other in a flirty way, and then heading to the same floor for their rooms.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, Zara's kind of clearing up, like, hey, this is nothing damning. This is nothing that, like,
y'all could just be buddies.
We can't explain away or something like that. And June comes in clutch here by saying, like, my room is on the same floor, too.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to say that we're doing anything, but we can just say, hey, other people were standing on that floor. It doesn't mean that
they posted a picture of them together.
It's kind of a bummer to see, you know, to read that, like, that has to be what happens there.
Yeah, major bummer.
So all of Twitter goes crazy being like, oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So funny.
And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, no, this is sad. But I'd buy into it too. I'd be like, I'm part of the problem.
So they make it seem that they're together, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are like, oh, right.
Nora and Alex start hanging out again just to make it seem like they're going out together.
But inevitably, the photos come out
of them kissing
in the car, which, like, I totally, when they explain it, it's like, yeah, the sides were tinted, but the windshield. I just saw that picture of like Princess Diana in the car. You know what I mean?
Drama.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, gosh. So they're found out and it's like a majorly big deal. Everyone freaks out.
Oh, the comments were pissing me off because it's how I feel about a lot of comments, like going out when it was just reading them off. You know, mm-hmm. how one person was like, my daughter has been in love with Prince Henry since she was a little girl. Or something. I'm like, bitch, she never had a chance. All right.
Please.
I promise you it's not Alex's fault. All right. Even if you were straight. Way out of your league, all right?
Not for you, girl.
Yeah, all right. I hate that mentality about stuff.
Mm-hmm. Valid.
Made me mad.
Yeah. And
so I guess was the point. Good job. Good writing. Good job, Casey.
Casey slays. and they have to deal with it, and they're like, uh-oh. But mm-hmm. then instead of, like, making a big deal, Henry's like, you know what?
It's mostly Henry's side of the family that needs to come out and make a statement because the White House side is going to be like,
yeah.
We'll say it.
Yeah. We're like, gay rights. And so it becomes a whole thing with the family. And he's like, listen, he's going to be part of this family now. So get into it. I love him. Period. And mm-hmm. then they're like, all right, I guess.
All right.
All right. Yeah. And then that.
Queen Mary.
And then that kind of resolves.
All right, they had the Nazi great uncle that abdicated. Yeah. I like how they kept that part in.
Yes.
It's a real thing of history.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy bit of lore, though, right?
Crazy lore.
Family dinner goes crazy.
Yes. Yeah. And they realize, because the crown realizes how many people they have behind them and how this has the opportunity to make a big difference, you know, because they, like, open the doors and there's, like, people with, like, Alex and Henry shirts mm-hmm. on and they're like, yeah.
I'd be so pissed if, like, a day in there's already shirts with my face on them with my boyfriend. I'd be like, you're joking.
Yeah, it's drama, but... work.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
It felt like gay Avengers Endgame, kind of. It's like all the portals opening up and just all the pride flags coming out and everything. Like...
dun, 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 dun. That's so funny. Yeah, and it's adorable. There's the pictures of them as Han and Leia, which mm-hmm. is crazy.
Yeah.
And then that kind of resolves, and now it's like, okay, the election is the big thing. And they're worried because Texas isn't looking good. They lose Nevada. Yikes.
A little bit before this, though, they're bringing up how his political career might, like, never happen
yeah.
or something like that. And I just wanted to clarify about something, that the most important thing in politics as a whole is, like, visibility and recognition.
Mm-hmm.
you have that name recognition already, already being a president's son as well. But yeah, also, yeah. Even if it was a scandal, people know your name, which already is so much of the challenge, especially for like presidential campaigns. I don't know if that's what he wanted to do or anything.
Yeah, I follow.
But it's why it's like there's always such a limited pool, at least in our country, in the U.S. here. I don't know how politics work for the like in depth in other nations. Yeah. Like here, like it's because there's so much going on. Mm-hmm. The second you can get like some named coverage and stuff like that going on, you have a good shot. That's why like I already know who like the top five candidates for like the 2028 election are going to be. Because no one else is coming close with recognition wise.
That's valid.
Anyways, Alex brings up a really good point when he was trying to win Texas and he gets into a fight because he had a very serious platform running.
Yes.
Or platform like strategy for running in Texas. And it's something that kind of the two party system that the U.S. currently has a huge problem with, of like taking every single state for granted and focusing on the five states that decide the election. It's like Ohio, Pennsylvania, couple more right there, that it's like, oh, these are the ones that if we can win, then we can win, because those they take states. You know, they're Texas, they're Florida, and then they're New York and California for granted. Right. Where, you know, there are people in these states. There are lots of conflicting views because, you know, once again, populations are so high. Yeah. Like that. And there's a lot there that people want to be seen, they want to be heard, and they want to feel recognized by the people that they're voting for, which is why like it's so easy to just write them off as like a whole demographic or something like that and not really focus on it. So I'm very glad that they end up winning Texas and stuff like that, because they were putting in the effort there.
Yeah.
Whereas the opposite was true, where, you know, the opposition was probably taking Texas for granted.
Yeah. Period. Sounded
and
really
that's,
smart.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm kind of smart sometimes that that's kind of what needs to be done with politics as a whole right now, because on both sides, it's kind of over divisive for the most part, of trying to get that outrage so that
there can be
no cooperation amongst the people as a whole.
Yeah.
I think most people fall within a very clear line of like, hey, I kind of don't give a shit about this type of stuff.
Yeah.
Since this book is about gay rights.
Yeah. Yeah.
A big chunk of it. Most of the world, I mean, I don't want to like generalize too much here, but like I genuinely believe that most people are good people, and they like, while not everyone is going to be full support, like yes, ally, full, I do believe most people don't care.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Right.
So when things are portrayed as like, so when Richards is outed as being the one who hacked the government essentially to like find these photos and like try to tarnish the reputation just because he was gay, it's kind of one of those things like, that isn't really what voters care about, honestly.
Yeah.
You know?
And now you look worse because you did something bad like, to the current president.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. I hope I said that okay. Okay.
I think that was
Solomon,
great.
did I blow that transition right there?
No, that was eloquent.
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
That was very eloquent.
I understand these are hot button topics. Yeah. So I don't want to talk too much about
it. Yeah, but I mean, it's a book about gay rights. So hello, gay rights.
Woo!
Woo! And I mean, people who are listening to this know that that's what this is about. I know that that's
cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, period. Gay rights. So, but that's a good, you sounded really
Thank
smart.
You.
They do.
Well, I have a degree now, so I have to, I have to flaunt that.
Yes.
Hey.
They do hire win, me. They do win Texas.
Which,
obviously.
As nice as the sentiment is, that ain't happening.
I know. Guys, right? I was like, oh,
Texas ain't going blue, guys.
Yeah.
California may go red, but Texas ain't going blue.
They win, and it was so sweet when they won. Like, well, it was scary because she was like about to write a concession speech for a second there.
Well, you have to have one ready unless you're gonna. Never mind, I'm not gonna finish that joke. Never mind. Okay, we're good. We're getting too current.
Yeah. And when they win, they're the family's up, and they bring Henry too. He's like, "No, you're part of the family," and it's just adorable.
It was nice, yeah. It was a heartwarming story,
wasn't it?
That it doesn't like. It doesn't do things that some like current books feel like they do sometimes, where like it makes it, I don't want to say too real, but like it just makes it too much like you can't get given to the escapism of literature, if that makes sense. Like you can't take in the themes without also just it being the real world.
Yes.
You know?
It did make me giggle, and it's just how it is now when books are set. We're like, this book was released in 2019. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is set in 2020. And I'm like, damn, like, none of this was happening.
None of this happened. I fought the urge to do it. Yes. I was like,
They're at Wimbledon 2020. Yeah. I'm like, that did not happen.
Wimbledon 2020. On Zoom, maybe.
Yeah, I'm like, none of this shit was happening. It's just so interesting. I'm like, ooh. I wanted to look up some of the iconic quotes from this really quick because I feel like it has really good ones.
I do kind of like sometimes, though, when I hated when procedural shows and like all these soap operas and like all these, you know,
wrote,
I guess procedural.
Wrote COVID into it.
Yeah, would bring COVID into it because they had to because of the writing purposes that everyone had to be wearing a mask anyways for the filming.
Yes.
But it just, it took me so out of it watching like Law and Order with everyone in masks. I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it. I get that it's happening. But also, come on.
Yeah, I wanted.
Don't make me deal with that in my TV. Because all those shows also came out like a good like year after like the peak of COVID too. So it was just one of the. Anyways.
I also thought it was so cute the way they were sending those quotes back and
forth. Yeah, those messages were really well done. I love the way Alex sent his email. Sorry, we should have focused on the emails more.
Yeah.
I was focused on the silly parts.
Yeah.
That he can't do the whole poetry thing like Henry does because Henry has a literature degree, right?
Something like
that. Or English, was it?
Yeah.
Something wordy. And, you know, so Henry would always send these poetry quotes, these analysis, these like comparisons to historical figures.
Dear Thisbe, I wish there wasn't a wall. Love Pyramus.
Oh! Yeah. Hot. Yes. That's so sweet and so beautiful. I'm going to steal some of those.
Yeah, they're good.
Really good. But how he just does it's like, I can't do that, but that doesn't, you know, invalidate my feelings for you.
Yeah.
I love your 20 things that I love about
that
you.
List of all the things you love. I was like, oh my God.
And romance doesn't have to be eloquent. I mean, it can be simple. It can be simple little, I like this about you. I love this about you. When you do this, I notice.
Yes. Very sweet.
And the poetry is nice. And I love, and like, you know, obviously authors are always going to go for the poetry thing for the most part because that's what they've studied. That's what they know. And that's something that we love to read too.
Yeah.
Because it's this beautiful art form.
It's so romantic.
But romance doesn't have to be art. It can be simple at the same time.
And mundane too.
But at the same time, it is art.
Exactly. In that sense too. Fuck.
Look at us fucking popping off here. Ooh.
Damn.
Paris ain't ready for me, y'all.
Yeah, you're gonna like you're gonna have a beret being Shakespeare and Co. being all like, oh, wah, wah, wah,
dude.
Wah,
no,
wah.
I was pre-packing yesterday. Once again, I'm going to Portugal, Greece, and France. Primarily Paris, though. That's why I say
right.
I'm packing clothes while I was on FaceTime with Rachel, who was here for our, my girlfriend, who's here for our Hunger Games episode that we did recently.
Yeah,
and she's like, "You're packing a lot of pairs of pants." I was like, I need to be styled the fuck up. The way she has hyped up Paris because she's been there before.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't dress like an American. I'm like, I am going to act fully Greek. I'm not going to speak English on this trip. No one's going to clock me as an American. I'm going to be
so
dressed
funny.
Up nicely. I bought new shoes. My pants, the dress pants are from Costco. Don't hate me for that. But they look nice.
No hate.
They look nice. Some people are kind of weird about that. I don't know how the French are. French people, how do you feel about Costco pants?
I got
outfits.
Good for
you. I'm
ready
to go. My booty going to be popping.
Ayo, as it should. This quote is adorable. He called Harry the North Star once. Henry.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles is my North Star. He called Henry the North Star once. That wasn't bright enough.
You're my true North. That was not in key. I'm so sorry.
I mean, we're running out of time, but it just was.
You can say,
so
you can
beautiful.
Find like a couple of those quotes if you want.
Solomon
said we were some of his favorites. We don't.
Yeah, we're our favorites, right?
We can take it. No, I can't. Oh, okay.
He's like, shut up.
He shuts it off right now.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you're like, and none. I don't know. But
okay, but there's a lot of them.
It's adorable.
I will say I took some of them for granted because there are so many one after the other.
Yes.
That I do want to go back through and like reread it. And
it's
just
so
take
beautiful.
In those quotes.
Oh.
So Casey.
Wait, this one. I have one. Okay, don't worry. I think perhaps Hamilton said it better in a letter to Eliza. You engross my thoughts too entirely to allow me to think of anything else. You not only employ my mind all day, but you intrude upon my sleep. I meet you in every dream, and when I wake, I cannot close my eyes again for ruminating on your sweetness.
And he also wrote the same one to his mistress, which is crazy. Yeah.
I know. Literally, I read that and I said, hey,
Did
I've
he
seen
cheat
Hamilton.
On his wife? Yeah, hold on. Like, Philippa Sue burned all the letters. What
I'm like, bitch, you should have said no to that.
And with that, once again, Casey McQuiston, great job.
Great job.
I thoroughly enjoyed this. I don't think we've fully decided what we're doing next.
I think let's do Cleat Cute.
Cleat Cute?
Yes.
Do you know who that's by?
I can tell you right now.
Okay.
Talk.
Go ahead and do that. Okay, so Cleat Cute, All I Know, Lesbian Soccer. That's all I know about.
By Meryl Wilsner.
Meryl Wilsner, Cleat Cute.
Cleat
Cute. Did she also write Mistakes Were Made?
That's one that a friend
recommended, I think.
Meryl Wilsner.
We can do that one too. We can do a few.
Yes, you're right.
All
right.
But for now, we'll do Cleat Cute then, yeah.
Yes, I love it.
Exciting times.
I'm excited to read a book about girls.
Mm-hmm. We got to balance it out, right?
Yes. You know?
Okay.
Bisexual's dream for the month.
Boys and girls.
Hell yeah, I feel seen. Anyways.
We need a non-binary one next.
Yes. Maybe June can be, we can do more than just
June. I know. Yeah. I'm making a joke. Don't worry.
All right, everybody.
Thank you so much for coming to this episode.
Ya.
Let us know other gay romances or LGBTQIA+ romances and stuff like that.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Hope you guys have a great June.
Love is love. Ooh, there ain't no other way. Love you.
Bye.
Lady Gaga.
Like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.